Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide has the day off today, so we welcome our good friend Kimberly Lockwood. Good morning, Kim. It's good to see you.
Good morning, Ted. Nice to see you.
How have you been?
I've been great. What about you?
Doing well. And before we meet our guest today, a returning guest, you got a couple of news and notes things for us?
Sure. We have our Heels Up for Healing, which is Saturday, April 4th at the Soldiers and Sailors. This year, the race is going to benefit resident activities at the homestead. We also have our walk-in mammogram still going on. So Monday, February 10th in Geneva, and Wednesday, February 19th at Soldiers and Sailors in Penny Ann.
And those are monthly. So it's second Monday, Geneva, third Wednesday, Penny Ann.
Yes. Right? Yep. And we're also doing our auxiliary basket drawing for the Geneva General Auxiliary.
Oh, right, right.
The tickets are $1 each or six for $5, and they're going to be sold from 9 to 11 a.m. this Wednesday in front of North Street Pharmacy at Geneva General Hospital. You can also give Helen Kelly a call at 315-787-4050 if you'd like to order some tickets. The drawing is going to be on Thursday, February 13th. And also, if you just go out and check our website, flhealth.org/events, we have different support groups, activities that the community can participate in.
Yeah, that's all kinds of Valentine-themed goodies in that basket. Two baskets, actually, that are being raffled off.
Yes, and it ties right into our topic today, which is Heart Month. So today we have Janice Travis. Janice is the program coordinator for our cardiac rehab program at Geneva General Hospital. She's been with Finger Lakes Health for over 36 years and in cardiac rehab for 30 years, and she's a registered nurse.
Well, Janice, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Hi, thanks, Ted.
So let's talk a little bit about pulling this whole program together, and it must be exciting to be in a spot like yours as clinical coordinator where you have so much input into building this program.
Right. You know, it really started back in 1988 with Dr. Conray, and he started the program. So I came in 1990. So the advances that we have seen over the years of all this for heart patients, all the good things. So with this program, it's basically a three-month program, 36 visits the patients get after heart attacks, bypass surgery, valves, maybe heart failure. We've seen a lot that physicians refer them, and it's like a big gym in the hospital, but they wear a heart monitor while they're here. So we're trying to get them to change their lifestyles, help them, educate them about things that they can do to change so that it doesn't happen again.
It's a three-phase program. Before we talk about that and get into each phase, let's talk about a couple of things. One is angina. What is that?
Angina is usually the warning symptom before you have a heart attack. So it can present different ways, but usually how you first find out is you're doing a normal routine. Maybe you're out taking a walk, you're carrying in groceries, and you start to get a little maybe discomfort in your chest or short of breath, something a little different for you. But if you stop, it goes away. What is happening, if it is angina, is that there's a blockage or a narrowing in that artery that's feeding your heart muscle. So it's really just your heart's way of saying, give me more oxygen. So usually if that persists, you know, you should let your doctor know that you're having something different in your symptoms.
Now, I know when we put our hand over the heart for the Pledge of Allegiance, that's not really quite where our heart is, right?
Well, it's more kinda, in this, yes.
Right. So is the pain that you're going to feel kind of towards the center, or
well,
does it vary by person?
Not necessarily. Angina can have many different locations of it. It could feel, you know, some pressure, heaviness, tightness, squeezing. But people do describe, geez, I thought I had indigestion.
Right.
Or, you know, something in my jaw or my arm. But, you know, it's really individual. So I always say something different for you, maybe anything, you know, above your stomach, you know, any symptoms
right.
that are new, you know, it could be, like I said, different. The classic would be, you know, some chest heaviness or
yeah.
pressure. So I hate to say pain
okay.
because a lot of people will say, well, I really don't have pain, but it was more some sort of discomfort, or they describe something different.
And we've talked over the years about urgent care and emergency room and what they're for. When you have those kind of symptoms, emergency room.
Exactly.
Don't mess around.
That's right.
Get right there and get looked at.
Yeah.
And then so the other thing is angioplasty. Is that the procedure to open up the artery from that plaque?
Yes. Yes, and they usually have a stent on them, so that with the balloon and the stent over that. So when I first started back in 1990, there was no stents. It was just if someone had a heart attack, you pretty much just went for bypass surgery or you suffered from that. So stents came along later in the 90s, and so that's just so common nowadays, you know, that you get a stent and opens up, and usually, you know, that helps the majority of people.
One of the things, I see these ads talking about low-dose aspirin mm-hmm. in heart patients. What does that do?
Well, low-dose aspirin, it's just keeping those, the blood clots from forming. So it keeps your blood just flowing so that it prevents any clots around that cholesterol or plaque in your arteries.
So Finger Lakes Health has a three-phase cardiac rehab mm-hmm. program. Phases 1 and 2 are offered both at Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors in Penn Yan. The third phase only at Soldiers and Sailors. So let's take them one at a time. Phase 1 is a lot of education and asking questions and sort of getting a sense of the patient, right?
Yeah. Phase 1 is usually done in the hospital as an inpatient. So usually, or it used to be, the patient would come to the emergency room and they were going to rule out a heart attack. So they were admitted and you maybe transferred to the city or for the next day. Nowadays, so anyway, we would go up and see the patient and educate them about what they to expect in the city. And now when the patients come in, they pretty much, if they're any question about a heart problem, they ship them right to the city for that. So you don't see a lot of phase ones education, but we do that. Probably in the city hospitals, they do it more.
And you're talking in phase two is where you do a lot of working out sensors and things, and you get kind of a baseline.
Yeah, that's our big program. So that's what they get. Phase two is the monitored outpatient exercise and education program. So the patient comes 3 times a week for 12 weeks. We have 5 different class times. So the physician refers them, but this is the big program that we're helping to educate them on their lifestyle changes, making sure safety. We have them on the heart monitor so we can see if there's any arrhythmias, anything that we need to let the doctor know about, something different that they may not even feel. So we're trying to get them into an exercise routine when they graduate from there, and they know, you know, what's safe for them, so they're not overdoing or underdoing. You know, you really have to learn about your training heart rate zone or those symptoms that you might still have. Or, like I said, we're a good liaison between the patient and the physician.
Is that relatively new, the idea of exercising right after a heart incident, if you call it that? It seems like it used to be sort of like, oh my God, stay in bed, don't
That's
move.
Right. Years ago, if you had a heart attack, you stayed in bed for a few weeks. So I think when cardiac rehab started, and it was probably about the 30 year ago, you know, the researchers found that it was, you know, getting out of bed and get them moving. So, you know, that activity keeps those arteries open, makes your heart muscle stronger. So that's our goal of what we're trying to do. And if you don't have that habit by coming that 3 times a week, you know, by the time you graduate, that's what we hope to have instilled in the patient.
I lost what I was going to say next. It was a great question. It just popped out of my head. So you monitor the patient throughout mm-hmm. the time. And, I know what it was about. I lost it again. I don't know. Anyway, so you monitor them throughout the period. Mm-hmm. And if there's any kind of change. Oh, I know what it was going to be. It just popped back in. Is heart damage, can that be reversed through exercise and things? Or is it only a case of limiting it to where it is?
Well, it depends on the severity of it. So a lot of times if someone has had a heart attack and they may have had some temporary damage, and we call that stunned heart muscle or stunned myocardium. So the goal is, and they'll do different tests like an echocardiogram. So if they can see that there might be some weakening in that heart muscle, is that permanent damage, or are we able to, with medication, diet, and exercise, that we can bring that back? So a lot of times you'll see a heart patient having repeat echocardiograms, and hopefully, you know, their ejection fraction will go up, or that heart muscle will will come back.
You mentioned diet and nutrition. What role does that play? It seems like almost anything we talk about, nutrition can't hurt.
Right. So in cardiac rehab, we also have a dietitian as part of the program. So we do a lot of education. But our dietitian, Christina Ganzon, comes right into the program once a month. She'll do some Heart Smart cooking, but she'll bring in samples different that the patients can try something different, because we are concerned with the low sodium, low fat, high fiber diet. So that's what, you know, just to, this may be brand new for patients, you know, trying to understand, and then reading labels. She'll take the patients on a supermarket tour at Wegmans, and, you know, just to make things easier so that.
Right, because you never really think about those things
until
you have to.
Until you have to. And the patients are, they're just going through a lot, not only emotionally, but, you know, you're trying to, you know, just learn what they're supposed to do. So that's very, they're very frightened.
So phase three of the program kind of builds on phase two. It's RN supervised. This is at Soldiers and Sailors only in Penn Yan. And it's to sort of build on what you do in phase two. If you say, okay, I'm feeling better, I want to continue on this exercise regimen and really push it to the next level.
Yeah. So when the patients are in phase two, and I also oversee the program at Soldiers and Sailors, and that's been there since 1994. So, again, just a great program. But when the patients graduate from their monitored program, they have the room there so that they can, the patients can stay if they want, but they're not on a heart monitor. So it's just, you're going to a gym, you've got nurses and aides taking your blood pressure, monitoring you, but you're really on your own. You're documenting your own paperwork. So you're, it's just the safety and the comfort of being overseen.
No. Do patients in these programs ever get together, sort of as an impromptu support group?
Oh, yes. Well, we have a lot of social events. You know, we have a holiday party at Club 86, and Soldiers and Sailors has events, you know, different times of the year, Valentine's dinner maybe, or a autumn thing. So we keep people together a lot. You know, we see that sense of everybody sharing. And I always say, we nurses can tell the patients a lot, but I think when you're with other people that have been through it, that's the big support. Yeah. So that's why we try to keep people together.
What quick tips would you give for people who haven't had a problem yet so that they never will?
Keep active. Keep active. And just, you know, things in moderation. You know, watch your diet. But I really think that just being aware of your own body and any changes, and just really get checked out. Don't think, you know, denial is a great thing, and you can talk yourself out of anything, but, you know, just let your doctor
know. We're very good at that.
Yeah, very good at that. So, yeah, Heart Month is a big, big thing, so we like to just keep people educated.
Oh, I almost forgot. Tell us about National Wear Red Day.
Oh, yes, Friday. Everybody is to wear red, and it is to recognize, you've probably seen a lot about it, but the National Wear Red Day is in support of women's cardiac health as part of the Cardiac Awareness Month. So at Geneva Hospital and Soldiers and Sailors, the Work-Life Balance Council of Nursing Shared Governance will be selling the little Go Red dress pins. They're for $2. They'll be at Soldiers and Sailors in Geneva in the outside the cafeteria and the main entrances on Friday. So we want everybody to wear red. They also have a red-themed baskets that there will be a dollar each or 10 tickets for $5 that day. So we want everybody to wear red and show their support for heart disease in women and just cardiac awareness in general.
All right, Janice, thanks very much. Congratulations on the great program, and
appreciate you
learning about it. Kimberly, thank you as always.
Nice to see you, Ted.
We appreciate it. Good to see you, and we'll get healthy again with Finger Lakes Health in just a couple of weeks. It's 8:52. David DeCourcy at Merrill Lynch, Financial Market Preview, coming up.